Howdy, folks. These are the days when folks who lie in the sun discover that ignorance is blister. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time, and I just read something that makes good sense. It is a letter a reader wrote to the editor of a magazine called Changing Times. And he wrote in that he was fed up with what he called catering to people who run credit. Yeah, he said it seems like everyone today does business with a credit card. And he doesn't object to this, of course, except he thinks the person who prefers to pay cash is being made a sucker. Yeah, you'd like to change this and have a new card. A card that entitles everybody not to credit privileges, but cash privileges. He figures the cost of credit's about 10%, so this new card, that would entitle a holder to a 10% discount for cash, see? Yeah, the way things are now, boy. Some folks regard a credit card as a badge of distinction. If you got folding money, you're old-fashioned. Oh. But if there were such a thing as a cash privilege card, you could hold your head up among the fellow men there. It'd take the shame away from having money in your pocketbook. Like my grandpa used to say, he said, a pig bought on credit is forever grunting. That reminds me, I paid a penny to get weighed this morning. Well, this is a time of year when that extra poundage has got to go. You try to replace all that rich, heavy food with good, nourishing, fresh fruits and vegetables and all. Yes, sir, you can outsmart your appetite by chewing light, wholesome double mint gum, I'll tell you that. So you make that your in-between meal refresher. Double mint is satisfying and long-lasting, and it tastes delicious. It sure helps to keep you out of calorie mischief, too. So you summer slimmer downers, help keep yourself satisfied with healthful double mint chewing gum. Say, who's going to get the music started for us today? Marion, Bill, Jack, Tom, who?
Well, all of us, Pat. Marion Morgan's joining the quartet, and we're going to sing There's a Great Day Coming Manana.
There's a great day coming manana with a wonderful, wonderful dream.
Everybody we told will be rolling in gold. We'll be out of the doldrums manana.
There'll be beer and pretzels manana. There'll be strawberries floating in cream.
With a happy refrain and a quart of champagne, we'll be launching a rainbow manana. There'll be high tide, high in the sky tide. There'll come you mourners and pick your flaws. There's a great day coming manana, if manana ever comes.
Strawberries floating in cream.
With a happy refrain and a quart of champagne, we'll be launching a rainbow manana. There'll be
high tide,
high in the sky tide. There'll come you mourners and pick your flaws. There's a great day coming.
manana, if manana ever come.
There's a great day coming. It can't mean day after tomorrow now. Oh, that's the first of the month. That's a great day for getting bills. Boy. I'm kind of confused about prices and bills lately. It's those politicians. Yeah, at election time, they go around promising a chicken in every pot. That's good news for every old pot in the country, but after election, chicken prices go up. I don't know. Mary and I'll bet you've got a song for us.
I bet I have too, Pat. When You Wish Upon a Star.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come true. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing, like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dream comes true.
Beautiful, Marion. I'll bet you were wishing for the wishbone at next Saturday's 4th of July picnic, huh? You ladies, you take plenty of delicious double mint chewing gum along and tuck it right on top in the picnic basket there. You may need it fast, I'll tell you. 'Cause light, wholesome double mint, it's a delicious appetite appeaser, you know. It'll help stave off those hungry, eager beavers there that want to gobble everything up first off, and then there's nothing left for later. Long-lasting double mint, that'll help satisfy them. It won't spoil their appetites because it's just pure light chewing, you know. Buy it by the handful. It costs very little. Healthful, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Well, there's the theme. That means it's Buttram bonus time. And speaking of time, our bonus today is about clocks. Those simple mechanisms that tell us what time to get up, what time to go to work, what time to knock off for lunch, things like that. They're even supposed to tell folks what time to go home when they're out visiting, but they don't always work at that. There's a peculiar thing about clocks. Certain clocks are always slow, and others are always fast, you notice. The clock where you work, that's always slow. If your quitting time is 5 p.m., the clock starts slowing up about 2:30. Oh. Boy, for the hands to move from 2:30 to 5 p.m., that takes about 10 hours, it seems like. And then the clocks run fast on weekends, you notice? You look at the clock at 5 p.m. Friday. You figure you got a nice long weekend ahead. And the next time you look, blamed if it isn't 9 o'clock Monday morning. The first clock that man ever had was sundials. They weren't too satisfactory. If a storm came up, the sunshine was hidden, and you couldn't tell what time it was. If there's anything provokes me, it's being in a storm and not knowing what time it is, you know. Then along came water clocks. They didn't last either. Seems some Roman playboys, they started using wine instead of water in the clocks, and the clocks, instead of going tick, they went hick. And, well, seriously, though, there's nothing more frightening to a man than the tick of a clock, you know, because each tick is a sort of a goodbye. A final farewell to a unit of time, to an opportunity that'll never come our way again, you know. See? There's 5 seconds shot right there, you know. That's our buttram bonus for today. Now, maybe the quartet has some music for us here. Yep, it's Sleep in the Deep.
Stormy the night when the waves roll high, bravely the ship doth ride. Hark, while the lighthouse bell's solemn cry rings o'er the sullen tide. Are asleep in the deep, so beware, beware. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so
And so we say farewell to Bob Tebow, the bass singer, lost somewhere in the lower register. We hope we've done something here today to make your day bright and enjoyable. That's just what delicious double mint chewing gum does, I'll tell you. Cheerful, friendly double mint. It helps brighten your day, lightens monotony, gives you long-lasting pleasure. You treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum. Until tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram suggesting that what we need to build that wonderful new world we talk about is fewer architects and more bricklayers. Goodbye now. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.